Well, good Thursday morning. We are here to, we'll be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 16 today, which is the end of the letter that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth. And here Paul tells the Corinthians about the money that he hopes to collect to help the followers in Jerusalem. He also hopes to come and see the Corinthians again soon. He closes by encouraging the Corinthians to welcome his friend Timothy, and then sends greetings to many in Corinth. So let's get right to it. Now, concerning what you wrote about the money to be raised to help God's people in Judea, you must do what I told the churches in Galatia to do. Every Sunday, each of you must put aside some money in proportion to what you have earned, and you save it up so that there will be no need to collect money when I come. After I come, I shall give letters of introduction to those who you have approved and send them to take your gift to Jerusalem. And if it seems worthwhile for me to go, then they can go along with me. I shall come to you after I have gone through Macedonia, for I have to go through Macedonia. I shall probably spend some time with you, perhaps the whole winter, and then you can come help me to continue my trip wherever it is that I go next. I want to see you more than just briefly in passing. I hope to spend quite a long time with you if the Lord allows. I will stay here in Ephesus until the day of Pentecost. There is a real opportunity here for great and worthwhile work, even though there are many opponents. If Timothy comes to you, be sure to make him feel welcome among you, because he is working for the Lord just as I am. No one should look down on him, but you must help him continue his trip in peace, so that he will come back to me, for I'm expecting him back with the believers. Now, about Brother Apollos, I have often encouraged him to visit you with the other believers, but he is not completely convinced that he should go at this time. When he gets the chance, however, he will go. Be alert, stand firm in the faith, be strong, be brave, do all your work in love. You know about Stephanas and his family. They are the first Christian converts in Achaia and have given themselves to the service of God's people. I beg you, my friends, to follow the leadership of such people as these and of anyone else who works and serves with them. I am happy about the coming of Stephanas, Fortuitus, and Archaeus. They have made up for your absence and have cheered me up just as they cheered you up. Such men as these deserve notice. The church in the province of Asia sends you their greetings. Aquila and Priscilla and the church that meets in their house send warm Christian greetings. All the believers here send their greetings. Greet one another with the kiss of peace. With my own hand I write this. Greetings from Paul. Whoever does not love the Lord, a curse on him. Maranatha, our Lord comes. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you, and my love be with you all in Christ Jesus. All right, today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. Be alert, stand firm in the faith, be brave, be strong, do all your work in love. You know, here Paul endeavors to gather a collection for the believers in Jerusalem. And regarding this, he has given instructions to the church in Corinth to gather that money before he gets there so that he doesn't have to spend his time there gathering money. Maranatha is the greeting that was familiar in that time, and it is a Aramaic or Syriac expression for our Lord comes. And Paul concludes his letter with a prayer for Christ's imminent return. All right, so let us pray. O Lord Jesus, teach me to be alert, to stand firm in the faith, to be brave, be strong, and do everything in love. Come into my heart today and reign there forever. Amen. Well, that includes our Thursday morning together. Keep your eyes open for every opportunity that God sends your way. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow.